And Charlie, when did you work at TMA?
1963 through 1965.
Did you have a couple of stops after TMA then?
Let's see, I went back to Greenville. I worked at WQOK in Greenville. Worked at WFBC in Greenville. Came back to QSN in Charleston. Went to EZL in Charleston. Then we put on WBUB, Bubba 107.5. And then I got out of radio and just basically do it part-time.
Hey, Charlie, you're one of the local pioneers, legends here. You're still on the air here in Charleston. In your opinion, what makes TMA so special here?
Well, TMA is just recently celebrated, I guess, its 65th anniversary. When I was at TMA 63 through 1965, there was a certain magic about the format. We played a lot of black music in that day, rhythm and blues. It was sort of like it was on the Hot 100. Back then, we would play Rufus Thomas, followed by Peggy Lee or Frank Sinatra, but there was just a magic about it. It captured the city. It was a very localized radio station, and we played songs that you wouldn't hear in any other section of the country because we had a large black audience, and we catered to that audience. Rufus Thomas, we had The Temptations. We played a lot of R&B, Joe Tex. Music like that.
But were there any African-American on-air employees, though?
No, they weren't at the time. This was early 1960s. I think that came later. We had a predominantly African-American radio station here in town, which served that need. But as far as the integration of the staff, and we didn't have any women on the air either. So a lot of that has taken place with EEOC over the years.
Why do you still do radio? Is that the love that you've had from the days at TMA and the other stations you've worked? I mean, you can retire now, but you still want to wake up at 5 a.m. and come here to WTMC?
Well, they say radio is a disease, just like television. Once you get it in your blood, you may go on to another vocation, but it's still in your blood. You want to do it. I think it satisfies the ego. In radio, you can be in front of a lot of people, but not visually. Still remain somewhat anonymous and be in touch with the audience, be an entertainer. I think there's a little entertainer in everybody, even in news.
Is it a good feeling to see the old legends come back here to celebrate 65 years of WTMA and even for the company to recognize us? Because, you know, a lot of people at home may not realize that TMA is 65 years old and a lot of people may not care, but it seems like you guys want to make people care.
Well, this is a legend. As a matter of fact, one of the jingles they used to use, I guess 1965, some of that time frame, was the living legend, WTMA Tiger Radio. It is a living legend. I guess it's been all over the road. They played good music at one time, then they switched to a rock format and somewhat of a mutation of an adult contemporary format. They tried country for a while, and then they went to the news talk format. But it's... When you think of Charleston, and you've been here any length of time, you think of the mighty TMA. No way to get around it.